I thought about writing you last night, and how you start out so dominant, making me strip for you, uncovering every inch of my skin for your viewing pleasure, pulling me on your fully clothed lap, teasing me, making me be your little slut, grinding my cunt on your crotch, and leaving a wet spot behind on your pants. When you take my face between your hands and kiss me senseless, working your way down my jaw to my ear, licking my neck, sucking it, because you know that makes me putty in your arms, and you want me to feel good. I thought about the way your hands smoothed down my back and up, just barely brushing the sides of my breasts, giving me goosebumps up and down my body. How you feel the weight of my tits in your hands, fondling them while you're licking down my cleavage and circling my nipples. You make me wait. Wait for your tongue on my nipples and for the warm suction of your mouth and for the sharp sting of your bite against them. Of course, as our desire rises, your clothes start coming off. Or rather, I am desperately ripping them off you, running my hands over your heated skin, pulling you closer to me, seeking the feeling of your skin on my skin. I thought about riding you last night, about the way you grip my hips and help guide me on you. How getting your thick cock to fit inside me is always a struggle, but one that I never mind going through. The slight burn of your cockhead stretching me out, the bite of pain as I move my hips slowly up and down, adapting to your size. Until finally, you slide inside, feeling me unlike anything else ever has. I thought about how I love teasing you, raising my hips until you almost slip out of me, and then slowly lowering myself back down, grinding my clit on your pelvis once I'm fully impaled again, clenching you tight, and you bring your fingers to my nipples and pinch them, in the hopes that I'll move faster, harder, bringing us both to the edge we so love. But I hold back, bouncing on you slowly, savoring every sensation that the movement causes, hauling you up to me to devour your mouth and run my fingers over your scalp. God, the evolution of your sounds from soft groans to loud moans is something that is forever etched into my brain, into my consciousness, as is your groan when I push you back down on your back and begin riding you in earnest. The hissed out yes that escapes your mouth when my hands push you into the bed, while my hips bounce up and down on your cock. I thought about riding you last night, about the look on your face when you're getting closer and you want me to take you over the edge. How you're still fighting total surrender, biting your tongue to keep from begging me to let you come. Your hands gripping and molding my ass, silently pleading for more. Anything. Anything I'll give to you. One of my favorite things is the way your hips involuntarily buck up, trying to plant your cock deeper inside me, to shoot your cum as deep as you can. But it's not time yet, honey. You're still holding back on me. You're still not giving me everything. And I know how much better it'll feel if I drive us further towards the edge. if I break you and push you past the point of control, into that place where anything except pleasure loses meaning, when I have to remind you to breathe because the symphony of erotic sounds has turned silent, interrupted only by the odd gasp and heaving breath. I adore how your eyes lose focus because you're so lost in pleasure that your world has reduced down to one thing. Release. I thought about riding you last night. When you finally break and beg me to let you come. To come with you and milk every drop of cum out of you with my cunt. About how quickly your eyes come back into focus when I tell you to look at me when you come. To look directly into my eyes and show me how much you like it. I thought about writing you last night, and I'll probably be thinking about it tonight again. Bye, honey.